Pastor Benjamin Dube with Dibelo Sukwene, and Grateful takes us to 45 minutes after the hour of 4. Very good afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, you know where my heart is at with regards to gratitude. And so that song truly does speak to my heart. And yeah, had a great interview coming out earlier on, speaking all things Victorious Women Conference by the Hope International Ministries. So I trust you'll be in support and head out to that conference from the 16th of August, as you know, Pastor Matebula and Rev Matebula had said, 16th and the 17th of August, coming out at the Maroleta Church in Maroleta, of course, in Pretoria.
The Pitch Your Business competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
I'm talking to Teacher Wanamat. They manufacture equipment and also produce charcoal briskets from waste products. Teacher, and I hope I said it correctly. I'm so excited to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well. How are you?
I am so well. Now, Teacher, please clearly describe your product, because I tried to say it and I'm like, did I say it correctly? Clearly describe it for us.
Okay. So what we do is we manufacture equipment to manufacture charcoal briquettes. Actually, the briquettes, and the word is coming from small brick-like materials. That's why they're called briquettes, because they're small brick-like materials. But basically what we're doing is we're converting waste materials into energy products that can be used by people, especially in the area of clean cooking.
Clearly indicate the need which your product addresses.
Okay. Let me just give you a background of the charcoal economy in within sub-Saharan Africa. It's the market is it's estimated to be around 40 billion per year, but most of this charcoal is coming from the illegal logging of natural forest, and these are the carbon sources that we have, natural carbon sources. If you have indigenous trees, they store a lot of carbon and they've been there for a very long time. So people are going in and cutting down those trees, and then they produce charcoal for cooking to meet energy needs across sub-Saharan Africa. So what we are doing is we are taking waste from the regulated side of logging. You know, when people have forestry plantations, they cut down the trees to make timber. So the waste that is generated from the timber processing industry, that's what we take, and then we convert into charcoal briquettes. And so there's no deforestation involved there. So we're creating what we call a circular charcoal economy, where we do not end up with a deficit of forests, but instead we preserve our forests and also preserve our climate.
Now, who is the primary target market for your product?
So the primary target market for this product are people without access to clean cooking, energy sources. For example, people would not have access to LP gas. People would not have access to electricity. They tend to use biomass fuels. And so this is a product that was mainly designed for them, not to produce too much smoke, because as we produce this energy source, we're also making it available to our clients with also clean cooking charcoal stoves that do not emit waste. So this whole product was made for people without access to clean energy.
Right. But what is your unique selling proposition, Teacher Hona?
Okay. So I think I have preempted part of the unique selling point of our product or products. What we're basically doing is we're saying to economies, to communities that do not have access to clean energy. We're taking waste that's already there within those communities and converting it to energy. Where we cannot reach those communities, we're saying we have technology that can actually convert this waste into usable energy products. So that's our unique selling proposition, that we are converting waste materials into energy to meet local energy demand. At the end of the day, we have our this energy product will be very very much affordable to low-income earners. This product will be also sustainable in terms of continuous availability of energy. And it also comes in a package that's modernized. When you get in, it can be used with indoors, and it cannot cause that much pollution, or it cannot cause, it cannot result in people having respiratory illnesses, as in with the case with traditional biomass. So that's our unique selling proposition.
Mm. Now, in the space that you're in, manufacturing equipment and processing charcoal briquettes from waste products, which resources are required to offer your product?
Okay, so the major resource, we're using waste materials, but also there's a lot of human resources involved from moving of the waste to the factory. And also this human resources that I'm talking about involves people who are skilled and people who do not have highly specialized skills per se. So we're talking of engineers, we're talking of laborers, we're talking of people who actually handle the day-to-day running of the business, business administrators. But also, it also comes in with the equipment that we're making. Those are the resources. There are also financial resources involved. Every now and then, we have to go out raising capital, but the business is also self-sustaining because it's actually profitable in its own. So those are there are many resources involved there are many resources involved when we're running this business, but those ones that I've outlined, I think, are the major resources.
Wow. Tisha, I want to thank you so much for talking to us. We wish you all the best in the Pitcho Business Competition.
Thank you. Thank you, Spongile. It was a pleasure.
The Pitcho Business Competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.